Hey, I'm Robbie Kramer. You're listening to the Leverage Podcast, where we discuss using your social skills to hack dating, travel, finding your dream job, and becoming a complete man. All right, guys, we're back with Andrew Myock. Welcome back to the podcast, man.
Thanks, brother. It's awesome to be back.
Yeah, we had a discussion last week, and so much awesome content. And I got a chance to go through your product, the Sexual Quantum Leap, a bit more. And I mean, I got to tell you, I have my own sex product, but this thing is like the most robust, deep dive, everything you could possibly need to know about being, as you call it, the best she's ever had. I learned a ton of stuff, and I already consider myself like pretty well versed in the bedroom. So yeah, man, amazing. You put a lot of time into that. How long did it take you to shoot all that stuff?
Oh, dude, it took a long time, like between like organizing the woman to be on there, also organizing like just like the camera
all
stuff.
All the demonstrations, like, the camera angles, Like, you got to get in really close for some of those shots to see, you know, what's going on with the different spots on the pussy. And
So, that's the thing. I go, am I going to use the doll? Am I going to do this? What's going to be with the model? So it was just awesome. I had a really amazing team with me who helped me out, man. But yeah, I do appreciate that. And yeah, what was the biggest thing for you, bro, that stood out? Because I know you're very well versed in sex already, but like what, when you say you learned shit, that's what my idea is this. How can I get dating coaches to really take their sex games to the next level? And if I can do that, then holy shit, man, that's what this is all about.
So I was really interested what you were going to say about squirting, which is, I have the exact same, like you basically said what I would have said. So I was really glad about that because that's one area that I'm very strong in. I've been teaching my guys for a while, but I had no idea about all the different spots inside a woman's vagina. Just inside around the way you label them, the way you can kind of play them as an instrument to give her a wild sexual experience. I mean, I knew about the G spot, the clit, and the deep spot and stuff like that, but just that extra awareness. And I want to ask you about a bunch on this on the call for the guys who are listening. The awareness, like how to best stimulate some of those spots. And not just that, but a thing I feel like guys really need to hear a bunch of times. I guess I say that from my own experience, is you just really can't emphasize the importance of really warming a girl up and foreplay. And for most guys, they think, yeah, whatever, a few minutes of foreplay, 5-10 minutes, maybe I eat her pussy, maybe, you know, I finger a little bit. But you're like, no, like, and like the thing you talk about, the pussy was like, spend an hour, spend 2 hours. I'm like, Jesus Christ, all right. Like, I see. So immediately after watching the, you know, some of it, I went out and I applied it on a girl that I've been dating. And she was just completely blown away. She was like, I didn't know you had this side to yourself. I did like an hour long pussy massage on her. And then, you know, then we had sex for maybe 20, 30 minutes. So the whole experience was maybe an hour and a half. And like, she was just like, who are you? Like, you know, she's like, she had never seen that more. Like, I was always lazy when it came to massages and that sort of thing. So, you know, we'd have sex for a long time, many times, but just taking almost an hour before even going for her clit just drove her absolutely crazy. You know, you were saying that throughout your program, the clit is the dessert. Like, all right. So just the act of teasing her and massaging her and just like, you know, kissing all over her body, paying attention, going, you know, around her legs and kind of tracing around her body, just the oil. I had a mask on her. I had music playing in the background. Like, just the experience for both of us. I mean, for me too, I never actually like enjoyed myself so much. And I could just tell she was like, I mean, this is a girl that I've been, you know, kind of sleeping with for probably 2 years. So she's, you know, we're totally comfortable with each other, but this is like a whole different sort of experience that she had, which was, you know, a testament to your course. So very cool stuff.
Dude, mate, I'm blushing. I don't know what to say.
But yeah, no, it's
Do you know what gives me great happiness, man? As I said, dealing with a guy who's like a dating coach helps like hundreds and hundreds of men throughout his whole life, probably thousands. And then all of a sudden, you're doing this, and you've done something on sex, and then actually you're taking yourself going, you know what, I'm going to put my ego on the shelf and like learn some stuff. And it's just really cool to see that, man, like, and beautiful that you had that experience with your partner. And just like even those subtleties, you might have thought of things, the reason for the best you ever had, it's like putting things in a sequence where you can go, oh, okay, I can put, it's like putting the fucking, taking off the veil, so to speak, and putting in a sequential order where you can go, fuck, it's actually not that difficult, but here's the, just broken down step by step. Yeah. And that's, yeah, man, that's what I love. Like you said, you did basically what I said, yeah. The lights, the music, you took the hour, you did that time. And then like for the guys that's listening to that, like, yeah, find it. Do you want me to give a little bit of what I think on that?
Yeah, please.
Like, yeah. On that note, it's like, yeah, spend the time. Find out what her favorite, like one of the nights you can have is like, find her favorite music, what her favorite scent is, lay her down. Don't touch her pussy for a whole hour. Give her a full body massage. You can use some beautiful, you can even use coconut oil. You can use good grapeseed oil. Really depends like on the woman. But when you're doing that, glide over her body, put on her favorite music. So she's in that zone. And then when you're doing this, you're not thinking I have to be anywhere else. Really enjoy the act of actually just massaging and touching her whole body. And when you're doing this, get to the point, and this is what you probably saw me say in the course and say a million times, get her to the point where she's yelling, please, please fuck me, and you're not allowed to put your cock inside of it. It's like a little game that you're not allowed to touch her pussy until she's absolutely begging you. And then when you do start the pussy massage, start rolling your hands over a pussy really gently, but start with your hands just over a pussy and just relaxing it there and taking a deep breath in there, because that anticipation of like, oh my God, is he going to quickly rub my clit? No, you don't do this. Just have your hand there, breathe into your hand, into her pussy. She's going to be like, I am going nuts. You better do something right now. And that's when you can pin it down. Like, I've got you. And it's like that anticipation, that build up, that foreplay, she'll never forget. And that's why you just said you've been having sex with this woman for 2 years. She's like, who are you, Robbie? Like, I know we've had some amazing sex before, but you're like, you're taking this shit to the next level. So dude, you made my dick hard from this call already. So thank you.
Yeah, man. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, so I've never actually seen this. I've only seen it with this girl, and I'm curious if you've seen this. So she can squirt like crazy, but only after my dick has been inside of her. So Really? Typically, yeah, and I think it might have something to do with stimulating like maybe the cervix or one of the spots that, you know, potentially, you know, I'm hitting when I'm penetrating her. So what I'll do, you know, we'll start having sex and I'll stop, and then she'll squirt like crazy, you know, using the standard sort of, you know, way to get a girl to squirt that you talked about. But yeah, it's so after the massage, I was kind of asking myself, oh, I wonder if she's not warmed up enough typically. So I did the massage we were just talking about, and then tried to make her squirt, and she'd get really, really, really wet, but she wouldn't squirt. And then I started fucking her, stopped fucking her. And then she was squirting all over the place using the same exact technique for squirting. So I'm curious, have you ever seen anything like that?
No, man, that's actually strange. I've actually never heard, like, the thing is, I like to say, so you've heard me say it, like, every woman's different, every pussy's different, but you know what sometimes happens is a psychological block for them of like going, you know what, I only can squirt when I've had sex first, and sometimes that might have happened. Now they're holding on to that story and then breaking that story. Now I'm just like saying hypothetically, you brought this up with her, correct? And you've had conversations?
Yeah. I've seen other guys make her squirt at sex parties without penetration. So it's definitely something, you know, we have a lot of data on the subject.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I thought you knew you had a lot of shit. I'm trying to think, man. If I had a girl like that, so you've done a full pussy massage, what I would do is this, man. I'd even like take some time. Like there's so many different ways we can take this, but I want to do it like this. Give the pussy massage, but when you're doing Christopher Columbus, the guys who are at home, I don't know if it's going to be video or audio. I think that's inside of the pussy.
Yeah, we can do video.
What, mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do like exploring her pussy. And what you want to do is you want to be feeling it. It's funny when I'm like doing like these big conference and talks, man, I'm like to the audience, all right, everyone, show me your pussy. And it's so funny. The guys like, these guys are standing on their chairs and showing their pussy. Now find a partner, find a guy who makes you feel uncomfortable and go, you have a beautiful pussy. Now go finger his pussy. So they go across the fucking audience and they go find someone's pussy. I'm like, this is how you finger a pussy. But stop using the word fingering. That's the first thing you want to do. You want to say massaging her pussy, which girls can get so much more turned on, because when you hear finger, they're just gonna be like, ah, what the fuck is this shit? So it's like, I'm gonna go up to a chick, I'm like, I can't wait to massage you. I can't wait to massage your pussy. And I just really want to feel every single part of it. But that's another story. Let's stay on point with what you're saying, because I'll go on tangents. But with that, man, You obviously have amazing communication, which is great. You talk about it. You've seen her do it. What is her reason that she says she can't actually squirt through this? Does she say it to you?
Well, she squirts normally. It's just only after penetration. But then we were at a sex party. It was actually like a squirting competition, part of the sex party. And another guy made her squirt, you know, without the penetration part. So there's obviously something slightly, I don't know, must be just an angle or something about the technique that was a little bit different. Yeah.
Do you get to the point when you're actually just initially starting before penetration, do you actually get to the point when you're doing it and you hear the...
Oh yeah, so big time.
So you can hear that before the penetration and she still doesn't squirt?
She doesn't squirt, and then I put my dick in. You know, it doesn't matter for how long. Could be 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 30 seconds. Take it out, go back to the normal squirting technique, and...
Dude, that sounds like some psychological shit, man. Like, the thing is, I'm a bit miffed. Maybe. I do this, man. I'd probably try and do this, man. I do a little bit of Christopher Columbus. Instead of just going straight on the G-spot where you're actually hitting it, that's where you're going to make a squirt. Is that how she squirts, correct? Because that's how most women squirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're hitting that spot. What I do is like act as if you are a dick. So do a little bit of Christopher Columbus to do that. Maybe just hold it in there and just like a bit of searching and do that. Maybe you're doing that. Maybe put a bit of like pressure if she needs that just forward and like hitting more on the C. So the internal C on the cervix. Then if you do that a little bit to see like it's like that same stimulation as your cock. Then what you can do is you pull out, then try and hit that. You might have done that, but maybe do this. Hold her down on the bed because she might be moving and she might like be feeling psychological. Oh no, I only squirt if it's this. Maybe she might need a bit more pressure. So apply the pressure on her chest, hold her down there, and then keep going. And then like it's like kind of moving her through that psychological block. Of course, I just want to make it clear for everyone listening. Everything done here is consent. I'm not saying, Robbie, pin down your girl. Don't worry about her fucking what she wants. It's like pin her down because she knows what's going to happen. You can explain the process. It's like you might be psychologically blocking yourself, but I'm going to pin you down when you might be wanting to move. Also, just on a side note, make sure that she actually does go to the toilet before she actually does squirt. So then if it does come up like she feels like she's got to pee, even though I know she's like experienced in doing this might be a little thing holding it back as well. It's probably not the thing, but I'm saying it's more just trying to do the Christopher Columbus explore and then go from there, man.
No, I think that's spot on. Just do a little bit more of the explorations and simulate the penetration through that massage. That's a good place to kind of roll into some of the other things I wanted to ask you about. I know who's ever watching or listening to this would get a ton out of you explaining a bit about the different spots in the vagina that really make a woman feel pleasure. So can you take us through those real quick?
Yeah, man. Well, of course. So what we've got is we've got the first spot, which is the clitoris. Now, with the clitoris on the outside, everyone just thinks it's just like that little part there. Of course, it's not it at all. What it is the clitoris actually has legs that run down there. Remember, I'm not a sex therapist or a sexologist, so that will go into a lot more detail. All I care about is getting guys to have orgasms. So I'm going to give you just the baseline shit that is actually going to matter when you're actually giving women orgasms. So I want that to be the pre-frame for you guys to understand. Now, the clitoris here, it's about 5 to 7 times more sensitive than the male, the tip of your penis. So a lot of men actually try when they're stimulating the clitoris, they go hard and fast straight away. Now, the thing is, you got to remember with the clitoris, because most guys know that, they don't know much anything else, and you'll be surprised when we talk about the G-spot, man. Most dudes, I fucking have no idea that a woman has a G-spot, and you'll be surprised how many women don't actually realize they have a G-spot themselves. And that women don't realize they can have multiple orgasms, they can orgasm through penetration, that they can squirt. So it's like
there's so much bullshit out there too. There's even stuff that says the G-spot doesn't exist. Like there's so much garbage that lead people astray. So continue.
It's all crap, man. The thing is, it's like every woman has a G-spot, every woman can come, every woman can have multiple orgasms, but it's like maybe it's like she might not be able to do it that night with you, but over time when you're with her and you're building more comfort, then you'll be able to have like that pleasure. But with the clitoris, don't just think it's that little fucking thing that sticks out. It's actually like a neural network pathway. It's like legs, the clitoris legs it has. And when you've got this, it is a beautiful, like only what's sticking out is like the fucking 5 to 7% that's actually sticking out. And it's like her whole pussy is like covered in the clitoris, but it's not externally shown. So a lot of people just think it's that. So when you're doing that, when you're starting off in the clitoris, always, and I'm going to say it from the course because you just said it so beautifully, man. The clitoris is dessert, and don't just go straight for the clit and just rub it like that. she might need a little bit of just like sometimes just touching a woman's clitoris with two fingers and lightly running your fingers like that is sometimes enough stimulus to really like fucking set her off. Sometimes you might need to get your palm and rub like this for her to actually feel that. So don't think it's wrong or right. It's really dependent on the woman, her situation, her mood, time of month, stuff like this. But usually if her clit's like sensitive at one time of month, it's gonna be the same, but it's gonna be a little bit of variance, but it's just dependent on the woman on how sensitive her clit is. So when you are stimulating the clit, what you can do, there's a few motions you can start with your fingers, you can go side to side, or you can kind of like this weird jerking motion. You can kind of jerk it off just a little bit. It's like you get the outside of the hood and just like pull it back over the clitoris. And that's also a really nice sensation as well. That's just a little bit encapsulating the clit, but don't just think it's just the clit that you can actually stimulate with a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, so many guys think, oh, foreplay is just me violently rubbing her clit. Dude, I did like 2 minutes of clit massage and I don't know what happened. Like, I hear this stuff all the time. So,
yeah.
All right. So we have the clit. What else?
So, and then after that, so you've got C, it's like C, G, and then we've got the G spot. So we've got internal, but what I like to talk about is the O spot. This is just like, don't even worry. If you forget the fucking spots, just, I'm just going to like, it doesn't really matter. I know this is on repeat, so it's all cool. So what you got, the O spot, the opening. I want you to see this. A lot of guys think, and this is like a caveat for this whole fucking thing. A lot of guys see the pussy and they go, I'm going to go for this spot, that spot. I'm going to massage her here. What I'm giving you is all these different places you can explore a woman's pussy, because sometimes she might really enjoy that spot that you're touching her, but then she might not enjoy another one. So what I'm giving you is a myriad of different spots where you can play and explore. And then you should be like, oh, she might like the O spot. She might like the C spot, or she might like the internal C. So then you can know what your partner likes. So then you're actually a well-versed fucking magician, and then you're fucking Harry Potter, knowing exactly where to fucking cast your spells. And then all of a sudden you're doing this shit, and then she's like, damn, that feels amazing. So don't get stuck. I have to, if she's not, some places you might touch and she might feel a lot of pain, and some places might feel like a lot of pleasure. So you can't go, oh, well, it's all fucked. You're going to find what works for her. You negotiate, you talk, you really express, you explain, and then you both go, what all you want to do is in the back of your mind, in the front of your mind, should I say, front of your mind, going, what is going to give her the most amount of pleasure? It's her body, and finding out the tempo, the speed, and the pressure that she actually likes. That's the big thing that I want to have, just like a big caveat to like summarize the best you ever had product in like just a short, dense thing. But I think that's so important. So the O spot is actually the opening of the pussy. Now remember, there's so many nerve endings at the entrance of the pussy. And sometimes if you're just like doing like inner circle, that's what we call it. If you're just doing inner circle at the entrance of her pussy, what's going to actually happen? That's going to stimulate her so much. And sometimes a woman can have so much like an orgasmic experience just from stimulating the opening of her pussy. So don't think, a lot of guys think they have to go wham, bam, and pump and dump as fast as they can, but I go, just even that can set a woman off to its fucking orgasms as well. Because the thing is, we don't know how anatomically she's structured. We don't know, is she more longer inside of her pussy? Is she more shorter? Where is her cervix? You've got to start feeling this. And that's why we have the move called Christopher Columbus, where you're actually exploring. And I say just searching, like I always say, exploring and searching America. And when you're in there, you're like, oh my fucking God, this feels amazing. And you're finding out her spots in her pussy about what she likes and what she doesn't like.
Yeah, it's you know, and most women haven't had that experience where a guy is just really attentive and finding out, you know, what feels good, what feels bad. I think an important point to emphasize too is kind of the way in which you communicate, you know, asking her what feels good and what feels bad. I think like I have the image of some guy watching this who's like maybe a little bit more logical minded. He's like, all right, I'm gonna get a woman down and be like, all right, I'm gonna touch you here and here and here. Tell me if you like it here, you like it here, you like it here, right? That's obviously the wrong approach.
Yeah, so a woman is not, actually it's a good point, because I get a lot of computer dudes, a lot of like engineers, totally. A lot of lawyers, guys very like good like on an accountants, so they want the numbers and figures and like that. They go, okay, and then I go, dude, a woman is not a computer program to program. You've got to like see it a little bit differently. As much as I can like tell you how to play a pussy like a piano, you've got to actually got to have a bit of a human element. So it's like, here's the technical and logical shit, and then here's also the very like here's a bit of the esoteric stuff, which is a little bit more feeling and like tapping into. How is she responding? Is she going Is she physically pulling away a little bit? Is she pushing closer? Is she like moving her hips because she wants you to move your hand a little bit faster? Start checking in with her, and then you can go, oh, then you've got been a bit more of a technician. And here, on just on that note, man, these are beautiful things I always ask. I never ask a woman, is that good? Never fucking ask a woman, is that good? Because you know what? A woman, usually women are fucking nice, and they don't want to hurt your feelings and go, yeah, buddy, that's really good. Or they'll just go, mm-hmm, just because they kind of want it to stop, or they just want you to kind of continue. What it is, you can ask this, higher, lower, faster, slower. If you want to start off with higher, yeah, lower, faster, slower, or yeah, that's it. Just start with those for now. That's mm-hmm. easy.
More pressure, less pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Harder, yeah, softer. Things like this, man. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I'm saying. I just want to start off with smaller. So I don't want to get guys too confused. Like, what do I start? I go harder. Yeah, harder, softer, slow. Yeah, what I just fucking said. Go listen to that again.
Faster, slower, harder, softer. Yeah, that's good. And just, you know, having that communication, I think, you know, when I look back to when I was, you know, in my early 20s, late teens, when I first became sexually active, I wasn't making a lot of noise in the bedroom. I was, you know, I was timid. I was shy. There wasn't a lot of communication going on. And I remember I had an experience with a girl, probably maybe 23 or 24, and she was a couple years older. And before we had sex, she was like, okay, tell me everything you want to do to me in detail. And I was like, wow, this is fucking cool. And I learned a lot from her, and I continued kind of taking that, you know, what I learned further. But that's something I feel like guys really screw up, is they're a little bit timid to communicate. They don't ask some of the questions. Their hesitation kind of, you know, it's contagious. Like, our emotions are contagious. So if they're hesitant and holding back, the woman's going to hesitate and feel and hold back a bit. So do you see any other kind of common mistakes when it comes to communication, or any other advice you have for guys to just get more comfortable expressing, getting more comfortable being a little bit more dominant and assertive and opening up in the bedroom?
Yeah. Did you watch the dominant section, man? Did you get up to that?
Yeah. I watched the first video in that. I haven't gotten through that one yet.
Yeah. Fuck. Where do you want to take this, man? Like, there's so many like avenues. Like, the big thing is, like, as I said, you, as a man, we're kind of expected to know what to do. And that is mm-hmm. the big thing. And with saying this, it's like, I want you to take the expectations off yourself of thinking, I have to be the master and give her multiple orgasms right now. I have to know exactly what to do, and I have to be able to please her better than any other man right now. It's like, how the fuck are you meant to do this when you've just like maybe had a little sexual experience? You've just met this woman. You're just learning her body. The chances are, if you're a dude listening to this, chances are, even if you might have fucked a lot of girls, it does not mean that you're good in bed by any means at all. Yeah. Because what happens is, like, you could just like putting your cock in, lasting 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and going to the next girl. But the thing is, what it is, it's like, you've got to actively take that time and go, you know what? When I get a woman to the bedroom, maybe the next time you take a girl to the bedroom, go, I'm going to spend a little bit more time. And maybe it might be really difficult for you to actually sit down and go, hey, can we try this? Just even as simple as that with a girl who you just met, like, hey, this you're exploring, but hey, this might sound a little bit like different, but I'd like to try this with you. Or you got a regular partner going, hey, can we spice it up tonight? Can we try something a little bit different that we wouldn't normally do? And then that already just might be like a big thing for a guy to go, holy shit, like, I've never even asked for what I want. Because the thing is, like, most of the guys probably listening to this have never actually developed their own connection to their own sexuality, and they're always focusing on how can I please the other woman, which I know I've been like that for a long time. And then all of a sudden they go, hang on a second, what do I like? Mm-hmm. What do I actually like without the feeling and the pressure of always feeling like I've got to please the other person who's in front of me? And that absolutely destroys a lot of relationships in regards to relationships that guys have to themselves, because they're always coming from that place of pleasing. And that will definitely destroy, like, yeah, the oh, here we go, and they might get a woman in the bed, and you're constantly like, I'm going to do this to her, do that, but then you feel dissatisfied, because I've been there, man. I've been, like, with the chicks, and I go, I'm going through the motions. Here I go, I'm going to make a chick squirt. I'm, like, saving guys for the future. I'm going through the motion, I'm going to make a chick squirt, be a great experience or some shit in the bedroom. But then I go, what about me? What do I actually fucking want? What do I want from this sexual experience? And that's on a very, like, we can say a higher level. But then on the level, like, starting out of this, it's like, no, but what sex is a way that we can both fucking get our needs met. We can both feel desire and we can both feel immense amounts of pleasure. And then how can we both be satisfied opposed to going, I'm just trying to do this so then to please the other person.
Yeah, one thing I've heard a lot, and I've been guilty of too, is kind of this idea of, all right, I'm going to do these things to her, give her this amazing experience, get her off, and then I'll be able to get off. And that really puts you, you know, obviously that's probably better than a lot of, you know, I know a lot of guys who fuck a lot of girls, in the nightclub scene, promoter scene, and, you know, I've seen it in orgies, like these guys grab a girl, they'll bang her for, you know, 2 to 5 minutes, jackhammer style, and then and that's it. And they're very, you know, I just don't think they've explored this, you know, another way of having sex or making love. But just having this idea in your head, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then I'll be free to come, I think really kills the experience for a guy. Versus if you can, as you mentioned, there's nowhere you got to be. There's nothing you have to do. How can you really, you know, kind of lock in with her on a really connected level? It's a little bit hard to describe, but it's almost like when you're so connected with someone, you forget about, you know, where you are, the time it is. Time just kind of passes effortlessly. You're just kind of in that bubble and just kind of exploring each other's bodies. This is, works really well on MDMA from what I've heard.
Yeah, I heard it from a good friend too.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's been having those experiences back, you know, when I first started doing that, like that taught me a lot about sex actually. Just because it gets you out of that logical place and really allows you to feel and connect. And I'm not really sure where I'm going with this, but it's just, I think I just wanted to reiterate that point of, you know, stop trying to get somewhere. Stop trying to be like, all right, give her an orgasm, then you get your orgasm, or make her squirt and then do this. It's like, if you can get yourself out of that thinking, I think it's so powerful.
And yeah, it's not really like changes. It's not tit for tat. It's not tit for tat. Like, I'll do this, you give me this, I'll get that. And like, if you're in that mindset, it's just fucked. It's like, I don't know if I said this on the last thing we did, because I've had a few fucking interviews recently, man, but I'll say it again, because this is going to hammer home a point. Like some guys, like they can't get it up, or they big for the guys who can't get it up. I'm just gonna talk to those guys. Sometimes the guys like go, oh man, like I'm not really into this chick and I can't really get it up. And I had this guy, this client, he had two girls. He was saying, one girl, he could get it up every single time, yeah. And then sometimes he watches a bit of porn. Okay, cool. We're waning him off a bit of porn just because of that's another massive topic. But he can get it up every time he watches porn, yeah. But then when it comes to one of these girls you're seeing, he can't get it up. I'm like, hang on a second. What's going on here? And then he goes, oh, I don't know. I'm not really into her. I kind of am, but I'm not. But I want to practice the stuff that I learned from the program like that. And I'm like, hang on a second. You've got a girl that you're into. Go practice all the stuff you learned from the program with her. And he goes, that's a good point. You have no problems getting up. He goes, oh, of course not. It's fucking great. And then he goes, with the other girl, I'm kind of just doing it to go through the motions. And that's what I see a lot of guys sometimes do from that scene. They're like doing it to go through the motions, maybe like for to look good for their buddies, or they're kind of just doing it just like to have more girls in their life. And I go, dude, imagine having one really cool, amazing chick in your life, and then you can do all this crazy shit instead of thinking you have to tell me you have 2 or 3 girls or something like that. Because I don't care. At the end of the day, I don't care if you've got one girl or you've got 10 girls. If you've got 10 girls congruently, awesome. But if you're doing it because you're trying to impress me or go, yo, I'm this pimp, you're just fucking destroying yourself. Now, what I said to him, which was funny, and this was a coaching call, man. I go, imagine I rocked up your house right now. I know I got long hair and I kind of look like a girl or a sex Jesus or whatever you want to call me. But I rocked up your hair in red lingerie right now. And I bent over and I go, hey, big boy, and let's go. Are you going to get it up? He kind of looked at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? Which I understand he would. And he goes, of course not. I go, of course not. So why are you not going to get it? Because you're not into me, are you? Wearing a red fucking lingerie. It's fucking weird. He goes, yeah, it is. And I go, well, why are you going to get up for a chick who you're really not that into? And just because she has a pussy, you're meant to get it up. And that's why I want to say, like, tying all this up, there's so much pressure for us as men. It's like, she has a pussy, I'm meant to get excited. The thing is, allow yourself to get aroused. Same with the guys who have like the performance issues. They're always like, I have to perform, I have to do this, I have to get aroused. She's ready to go. That means I should be ready to go. It's like, fuck that off. It's like, I don't want that. I go, how do you feel? Allow your body to start getting aroused before your mind, because that's why guys get in their head, because they're thinking, I've got to get aroused, body. Come on, why don't you have a boner right now, Robbie? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You should have a boner, because I'm telling you, it's the same shit. Instead of going, why don't I allow myself? Like, your girl walks in the room now, she starts kissing your neck, starts touching you, and then you can start relaxing, which will allow your body to open up, so then you can have more pleasure, and then you can have a better sexual experience, because you're allowing your body to start more flowing instead of going forcing it. So, yeah, man, a little bit of a rant.
Yeah, no, it's really important, because I think, you know, the two main issues that we see as guys is either, failure to get it up or finishing too soon. And they're both psychological issues. And you just covered the guys who are having trouble getting it up. I guess, so your advice would be relax into it, connect more, take off the pressure. And that's that in the situations that I've had that experience, that is for me, like if I'm thinking about getting hard, it's not going to get hard. Zero chance. Yeah. But if I'm just enjoying myself, relaxing, kissing the girl and just like being present with her and enjoying the experience of, you know, massaging her lips with my lips and exploring her in that way, then it's usually no problem. But the second you start thinking about, come on, dick, you know, come on, let's go, like, just forget it. Like, it's just not going to cooperate.
For example, the dudes who are watching this now on a computer screen, or they like might be listening to this in a, maybe if you're not around, please don't, if you're fucking 50 meters or 50 yards to a fucking, to a school, do not try this exercise right now. If you're listening to this on a podcast and you're just going for a walk, if you're at home, say you're in front of the computer right now, just look at your cock and go up. Cause we've all been there sometimes in that position. We're with a girl and they're like, she's in doggy style. You're like, fuck, come on, go up, man. Come on, go up. It's the same thing. You're yelling at your cock now. It's not going to go up. It's the same thing when you're in the bedroom and you feel the shame and guilt. I know. And that's why I made a lot of lives lately, bro, because you know what? I'm like, dudes are not alone. And when I see female sex therapists, some great ones, but then sometimes I see dudes just commenting, oh, you're hot or you're pretty. It's like, yo, at least guys aren't getting turned on by me and they actually get to listen to the message. I've been through the positions I've been through, man. That's what I fucking love.
Mm-hmm. What about premature ejaculation coming too soon? I guess it's kind of, it's similar. Either if you can't get it up or you're coming too soon, it's kind of like that fight or flight response, right? You're uncomfortable and either, cause I've had that happen as well, where like I can get it up, but then I immediately come. And it's always because of the anxiety sort of fight or flight, you know, I'm not comfortable in the environment. So do you have any advice for people who are struggling with that?
Oh man, it's a huge topic actually, but yeah, we can go into that. But for the guys, I can give one tip, because I just want to say this. It's like, if you're a man who's been told by like a doctor at a young age, or maybe a sexologist or a sex therapist, depending, are basically saying you need to take a pill or you need to take a spray, something like that. Sorry, the sprays or the creams. You don't need to do that. That is just like, there's a $1 billion company that's basically billions of dollars of companies like going, here's money, we're injecting this so then you can buy something for a quick fix. So I just want to say that, man, because it's like, I could talk about the pharmaceuticals, but the quick thing for this is when guys are actually having penetration, just like, I'm going to give one tip now, man, because this is, and then I'll give an overview. The one tip is this, when guys first go for penetration, they're going, quickly, I've got to put it in jackhammer. Instead of doing this, I want guys to focus on this. Is putting their cock in and going and sliding it in as slow as they can and just holding it there. And I want them to do is take a deep breath up and just take, and I don't want you to tense your PC just for some guys. Some guys I would, because the thing is, I even talk about archetypes of what type of dudes will actually, because some guys last year about pelvic floor exercises and they also talk about squeezing the PC. Some guys it's really great to squeeze the PC, but some guys it's not, because sometimes for guys, if they squeeze a PC, it's actually going to bring on their ejaculation quicker. Sometimes if they don't actually squeeze a PC, it's actually going to like allow them to like relax and breathe. So what I want the guys to do is when they're sliding their cock in, don't feel like you've got to quickly put it in and shove it. Maybe just get your cock put on the outside and put it around the entrance of a pussy, so around the O spot, the opening, and doing that. And then when you're holding your cock in, slide it in there, and don't think you've got to thrust as fast as you can. This is going to create a great fucking deep connection with the person who's in front of you. She might want to get fucked really quickly, but what I want you to do is, can you get to control the tempo, and then you start going really slow strokes. And what you can do, instead of going all the way in, all the way in, all the way out, maybe just go at 3/4 pace, so there's not going to be as much stimulation, and that's going to help you as well. So that's just a little tip that guys can do right now, man, as I said. Now, I'll give you a broad overview about this. There's a physical component, and then there's a psychological component as well. There's like a lot of psychological stuff going down, and there could be the physical component as well. We can talk about herbs. We can talk about a lot of different things that can go into this, man. But just over that, just for like the physical thing, the thing they can take away, go try the penetration thing. But don't think I quickly have to do this. And remember, if you've got premature ejaculation, you've got your hands, you've got the pussy massage, which Robbie's been talking about. You can go do that. You can learn how to go down on a chick. You learn how to use toys. You can learn how to actually do some role play with maybe she really enjoys psychological dominance. Maybe like the foreplay starts before the bedroom. Bring in some like really different things, like some feathers, some blindfolds. Maybe give her a night where you're putting on some music, shit like this. A lot of guys think, fuck, I have to use my cock to give her the best experience ever. Sometimes I'll give a woman an amazing experience, the same with my clients, without even putting their cock inside of it. So you can give her the most mind-blowing experience. And the most amazing thing you can do is give her the most beautiful experience by actually making her feel so comfortable and relaxed in her own sexuality. And then she's like, oh, fuck, I can't wait to come see you again. Then when the more times you get to see her, it's going to allow you to relax, because that's usually what happens. Guys feel so much tension in the first time they see her that they have to be the fucking Mac Daddy and fucking pound her like a porn star. But you don't actually have to do that. You can actually give yourself that pressure and maybe even just give her a fucking pussy massage, bro. And it's then all of a sudden it's like, she's going to be like, who the fuck are you? Because you took your time. And then when you actually do penetrate her, who says there's an amount of time that you have to fucking penetrate her for? So you might be giving her a pussy massage, going down on her, then you might only penetrate her for maybe like 3 to 5 minutes, but it doesn't matter because you haven't learned the proper techniques about breathing and shit like this yet. But when you do this, it's like giving you that space, and then when you go see her another time, you're like, you're going to feel way more relaxed, which will allow you not to come so quickly.
Yeah, it does. It's exactly the remedy right there, for sure. What about maybe some sort of condoms that are thicker or anything, any sort of, it's kind of a band-aid for a bullet wound in a sense, I think, because it is more psychological. But would you recommend for that or against that?
Yeah, you can actually use condoms that are thicker, man. I don't actually, I always say, there's masturbation things you can do. Like, I didn't really go into, there's masturbation, 100%, man, using thicker condoms. Maybe you masturbate while you fuck, and then you're practicing that beforehand, slowing down your breathing, doing stimulation, doing up self pleasure exercises to go in depth about this. So it's always the training before the arena. So it's you're training yourself, because most guys are over the computer screen. Things like this, man. Also, what they can do is when they're in the bedroom, instead of putting all their attention on the cock, what they can do is get a woman to give them a chest massage and give them a full body massage. So it starts taking away the pressure. Because think about that's just your cock and balls. It's all it's building up here. And you can start massaging your other parts of your body, which will start bringing attention to other parts of your body instead of all your sexual energy is localized to your cock and balls.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the pussy massage, because we've talked about that a little bit so far. And I think that's there's nothing that will make a girl even if your performance or whatever, you have any sort of anxiety, anyone can give a pussy massage. You're not going to come too fast from that, right? So can you take us through that real fast? Obviously you can't do it full justice in the course, but give us a little teaser.
In saying that, actually, I've actually done this, man. I've actually put together, and I'll explain this now, but for the guys, I've actually put together three or four videos actually on the pussy massage. It's actually on the website, man. So I can we can talk about that at the end. So I'm actually going through a demonstration of a 5-part sequence, man, that guys can actually start to use tonight. That's why I'm fucking excited. I break it all down. Here's how to do that one. Here's how to do the slide, shit like this, man, the copy slide. So it's all there as well, man. Cause I'm that was the one thing that guys really got some insane fucking value on. So they can go check out Sexual Quantum Leap for that, man. But on the website, but for today, for the guys, this is the thing that I want you to do. Cause this is going to be recorded. Say this is the pussy. The big thing that I want you to start with is this. Stop thinking that you have to get, you want, there's two elements. There's a psychological element, and then there's also the physical. Thank you very much. So you got the psychological where it's like, tonight, babe, I want to give to you. I want to give you a present. She's like, ooh, what is it? I want you to lay on the bed, you light some nice candles, and then you light some candles, incense, whatever the fuck, put on her favorite music. This is tonight all about you. There's no need to come. You don't need to be anywhere. You don't need to do anything. I just want to say, I just want to shower you with love. I just want to absolutely make you feel fantastic. I just want to like touch you and I just want to do something for you that you've never had done to you before. She's like, what are you going to do? I'm like, don't worry. Do you know what I want you to do? And she's going to fucking go get so excited. I want you to do nothing. Just lay there. You can even put a pillow under her back and just really put on your favorite music that gets you going and just be there. After you do this shit, that's the fucking start.
Psychologically.
And that's it. And then you want to say to her this, like most women feel that pressure, like, oh, maybe I have to come, maybe I have to do something. I go, don't even try and touch me. Don't even try and come. If you don't feel like you're going to come, don't do it. And sometimes women actually will start moving their body or making like noises because they like feel like they have to please you. I even say this to chicks to go, don't feel like you have to make any noises or you have to move your body in a certain way. I just want you to be so relaxed. Because the best thing you can actually sometimes give a woman when you're first starting, you say there's like three levels. The first level is this, giving her the permission where she can actually let go. And sometimes when you give her that full permission, she's going to be like, fuck me. I felt like I could completely let go. And she might have actually felt like she came so many times. So I don't know if I came, but I just feel like I've let go. And oh my goodness, because most women are so stuck here and you're giving them permission to drop in their body. Second part is this, then you can give her the orgasm, and the third part is multiple orgasms, but that might take like maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 times that you see a woman, depending, or it might be the first time, but by, it's a paradox, by actually taking off the pressure that she has to orgasm, she's going to actually orgasm more. So saying that, that's the psychological stuff, and what you want to do, lay her on the bed, pillow on the back, put some coconut oil on your hands, and then what you're doing, rubbing the coconut oil, it's beautiful, or as I said, you can actually use olive oil, which is really nice. You're not making fish and chips. It's actually a really good consistency of, well, it's really good for internal and external. And the thing is with the olive oil, what you can actually do, it's just great consistency. And you can actually put a bit of peppermint in there so she doesn't smell like a fucking roast chicken when she leaves your house, you know? So that's really good as well. So, or you can just use coconut oil. It really doesn't matter. Or some really good high quality oil. When she's on the bed, don't just go straight for a pussy. What you can do is you can have your hands over her heart and hands just resting over her pussy. Now, when I say don't go for a pussy, I mean don't just go quick and go finger bang. Just have your hand gently and you can take some deep breaths in with it. When you're doing this, she can just really feel that fucking connection with you and just take your time there. Then after that, start moving your hands slowly over her body. This is all part of the process. When you're moving your hands over her body, this is when she's going to lose her fucking shit because she's like getting so relaxed. It might take her 15, 20 minutes, half an hour to fully relax and let go. And then when she finally does that, and if you're thinking, oh, she might get bored, I go, fuck her. This is for a chick like who you really enjoy and you want to like give her a fucking present. So take your time, explore, move your hands, and then she's going to start really relaxing in her body. You can just see that. Then with the pussy massage, what you want to do is then after about, say, half an hour of just massaging her body, like from head to toe and making her feel like a fucking queen, have your hand over her pussy really gently and just start move. Just have it there and don't do anything. You can have it that angle or you can have it that way. It doesn't matter depending how you're sitting. You could be sitting with your legs like spread like that around hers or you could be sitting on the side. It doesn't matter. Just get comfortable. Make sure she's comfortable. That's the most important thing. Excuse me. Then when you're actually with her, what you can do is like your hands over that and you start sliding your hands side to side. It doesn't have to be a lot of sensations and feelings. It's just doing that. Hands side to side. Then what you do, you get your two hands, and this is called the copy slide, one hand over the other, boom, 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 and sliding up from her pussy all the way up to nearly her breast. And then like the hands are just following and sliding over each other. I'm telling you, this feeling for a woman when it's her favorite music, her favorite incense, and you're sliding your hands over a pussy like this, she's like going, who the fuck are you? And she starts moving because that sensation. You haven't even touched her clit yet. And this could be like 45 minutes plus. Now you're doing this outside, and then you can start going back to side, doing like this and starting to see how she feels. What you want to do, you want to have the mindset of exploring the outside. Always start on the outside. Don't go for the clitoris. And there's so many nerve endings. Say that's her pussy just like this. She's got all this around here, opposed to going straight for the clit. And then you can, straight for the clit up here. And then you can just like feel that whole area, and you're running your hands over it. It's like you're massaging her pussy gently and building that up slowly. And what you can do beforehand, you can actually give her, you can give her like cues of saying, yo, don't say yo, just go, hey. If, yo, baby, it looks like she's in this beautiful fucking relaxed state. Yo, get the fuck out of here, you know? It's like, you can just kind of like chat with her, like, hey, at the start, you're like saying, hey, if it's too much, just let me know. So she knows she can always stop, and she can always tell you to adjust the pressure as well. But when you're doing this, that's when you flow. Now, in saying this, I'll wrap it up so you can jump in, my man, because I know I'm just going on these fucking rants.
Oh, that's like, great. So, that's great.
Yeah,
awesome. That's what we want. Keep going.
So you're going like this, and you're feeling a pussy. Now, when you go in, most guys try and force themselves in their pussy. I usually have a fucking doll, and I'm showing on this. Like, you've seen Hallie, mate. That's it. It's fucking great. Hilarious. Hallie is my sex doll, guys. So basically, everyone asks me what I do for work. I just travel the world and finger a doll. It's a weird fucking job. Don't ask me, but that's basically it. Remember, you should see when I'm meeting people's parents, women's parents say, what do you do for work? Oh, shit. Here we go.
Here we go. Fuck.
So I usually do this on the doll. So what it is, this like on the entrance of the pussy, don't ever just force your finger in like that. What you want to do is just like allow your finger to be on the outside of the pussy and really just circling that. And then what happens, that's the O spot and really opening. She is going to like start pulling herself towards you because she's so turned on. And don't like think you have to fucking force it. By this time, she should be so wet. And you do the panty test. You take off her panties and you throw them to the fucking ceiling. And do they stick? If they stick to the ceiling, it's a good fucking day. You know, you've got done a good job. I'm kind of joking, guys. The panties aren't going to stick to the ceiling. So don't like send me a message like, the panties didn't stick to the ceiling.
They're not sticking.
Like,
I want to refund on the course.
They're absolutely dreadful.
She squirted all the time. She had 25 orgasms, but her panties didn't stick to the ceiling. Didn't work.
I'd happily give a refund, and you know what I'd do? I just give the middle finger. I'm like, that's it. So talking about the middle finger, everyone, the gangster sign, I call this the gangster sign. So there's two things you can start with fingering chick. You can use this one because usually it's your longest finger to hit more deeper spots, or you can just use your pointer finger. It doesn't really matter. So on retreats, it's so funny. I go, guys, I'm like, give me the gangster sign. So everyone's just like this. They never forget it. Now, when you're doing that, you're doing the outside and really gentle. She'll start moving herself there. Because if you've done this for 45 minutes to an hour and you've only started to do this, you could be doing this for like 10, 15 minutes just to the entrance of her pussy and just having her down. She's like, I just want you to fuck me. You want to get to this point. This is like an extended version of what I'd usually say, man. So it's like, you'd say like, she's like, you want to get to the point where she starts like pulling and pulling herself towards you. And she's like, you have to fuck me. Put your fingers inside me. You want her to get to that point where it's like she's almost so frustrated with you. And then you just pin her down with one hand on her chest, like, I've got you. I'm here. Don't worry. You don't have to worry about a thing. Then over time, this is going to actually get her so turned on. So turned on. And then when she finally starts fucking your finger, most guys, they feel like they have to force it and move it really quickly. Hold your finger in there. Just hold it. And what I want you to do is fucking count to 60 seconds slowly. One. Two. Because most guys think they have to fucking quickly do something. What will happen? This is fucking crazy shit, man. When I realize this, I'm holding my fucking finger in a pussy. And then what ends up happening is she will start moving the way that she wants you to move her pussy on her. It's like it's a cock. She'll start moving her fucking, her pelvis. And then she'll start hitting the spots that she wants to hit. And she'll start moving and she'll start showing you the speed. And all you have to do, it's so simple and it works so effectively, is just breathe. Put your attention into your hand while she's fucking your finger. And at that moment, she's like losing her fucking mind because it's the first time you've entered her after an hour of like a whole fucking buildup.
Oh, yeah. It's I love that you're saying that because I've had multiple women tell me like, oh, my God, the way that you... So I'm not sure if you spoke about this in the course. I haven't gotten through all of it. There's so much content in there. But, you know, sometimes I'll do what I'll, what basically, you know, I'll do the Spider-Man grip, as you call it, and I'll just leave my finger inside on her G-spot, and then I'll start licking her pussy. So I'm just here, and I'll just stay like that. I won't even move my tongue, and I won't move my finger. I'll just lock it there. I'll keep my tongue on her clit, and she'll just be going like crazy on me. And then she'll come, and she'll be like, "Oh my God, you're so amazing. You licked me so good." I'm like, I didn't even move.
Yeah.
And then I didn't do anything, which is so funny. It's like, to your point, if you can get them turned on enough and just begging for it, you know, it's the opposite of what most guys think. They think they need to do the like Scarface, you know, blah, 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 and then like a whole ton of like, you know, come here action. So it's, yeah. You get to be lazy and it works better.
Yeah. Less is more. Sometimes with them, sometimes like chicks will say it's a great experience. Like I say this to clients, I go, just fucking chill for the first time, kiss the inside of her legs for like 20 minutes. Like if just like something basic, like kiss the inside of her legs, have your hand rested over the top of her pussy and just move it a little bit side to side and allow her to move. Or exactly what you said, man. Most guys like have this like whole technique of licking pussy. Sometimes I'm lazy. I tell the chick to sit on my face and ride my face how she likes it. And I hold there and scratch up her body so she can move the way that she likes to fuck me. And then all of a sudden I'm like, damn. That's what I'm talking about. And then she gets off more because of the feeling of sitting on my face. Like, I love you sitting on my face. Positive reinforcement. Grabbing the fucking back, pulling her down. I'm like, fucking come on, ride my face like you've never ridden it before. Oh my God, this is so sexy. I just love tasting your pussy. All this shit. While she's riding, I'm grabbing the back of her fucking ass. And then she's just going off like a fucking, like a candy shop.
Yeah, and the positive reinforcement, I want to touch on that again, because that's just so important. Because there's so much feedback I've heard from women that like, you made me feel so comfortable. I'm usually not comfortable having guys go down on me or lick my pussy. I'm always worried about like, you know, smelling bad or do they like it? So like the positive reinforcement is a total game changer. And I feel like most guys probably leave that out.
Dude, it's one of the biggest things I've ever done. Like seriously, man, like, as much as like with the pussy massage I just gave you now, like that's a really good overview as well. Like, and guys can go take away some really, really cool shit. Please go do that and apply that and let me know how it go. There's a whole more sequence, as you know, but that's going to give you such a strong foundation. So don't think like, oh, it's just a few things. Like this shit is probably the most powerful. It's like the master's, like less is more. It took me a fucking long time. And even like learning from a mentor, just hold my finger in there. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm just going to hold my finger in there. I've got to do shit. We've got to go. We've got to do, make things happen. So right. Hold your hand there. But the positive reinforcement, like you taste nice. Oh my God, it feels so good. Because the thing is, it's like the love languages book. Some women really need a lot of words of affirmation and like need to be told. Like, you know, sometimes the majority of men are actually touch. Like that's why like a lot of men have like talked, they need that touch and stuff like that. But when it's actually, you're telling her how she feels to you, how she touches and uniquely what you like about her, that's what's going to set her off and go, fuck, this guy, I can really allow myself to let go and give myself to a man like no before. And that's when she said, it's fucking dangerous shit because you know what? I only use these powers for good because she will fall in love. Because she goes, you're positive reinforcing such an intimate part of her body and such an intimate part of her that she doesn't show that many people. And even if she does show a lot of people, like she goes out and has sex with lots of men, which is great, but she'll never forget you because you're positively reinforcing her with what she likes and allowing her to sexually express what she wants to do as well and not judging her and being completely fucking empathetic about her emotions and how she is in that moment. So that's the fucking game changer, dude. Even if it's just a girl you fucked from the club, you do this shit. I remember the chick, I didn't even have sex with her, but I allowed her to be free, open. I think a lot, free, open, and just like herself in the bedroom. I think I just put my finger in it and I actually said, hey, your pussy is really tight. It's a bit of tension there. And I just go, you know what? You're a beautiful human being and I think you're amazing. I'd love to explore with you another time, but we can't do anything tonight just because your pussy's way too tight and got a little bit of pain. And she goes, oh my God, you're amazing. And I made her feel sexually understood, appreciated and accepted for her pussy and that she was beautiful. Then she goes, fucking hell, I can't wait to see you again. And I go, I can't wait to see you either, because I gave her that experience where she goes, she felt appreciated and cared for her specific sexuality and she didn't feel like she had to be rushed or pressured to do anything. That's gonna cause women to come back.
Very few guys would do that. They just feel like, oh, here's my chance, you know, gotta get my dick wet. So how were you able to tell? You were just, as you were feeling her, she was experiencing some pain and you realized that she needed to you know, have a massage or something to release that, or
that's the thing. Do you know how I say, like, I hold my fucking finger in a pussy?
Yeah.
I kind of like do a little bit of exploring, and I actually ask her, just let me know if there's any pain.
Mm-hmm.
To start, because I want to find out where a pussy is. Some chicks, I put like my finger in, it's like really tense. Some chicks, I'm fucking going like this, and they go, I can't feel anything go harder. My arm's about to fall off. The only reason I go to gym is so I can fucking like finger chicks better, you know? So I'm like,
right,
like this. So I'm actually asking, exploring, touching, and like, I'm kind of like split testing. For all you markers out there, I'm split testing her pussy to actually feel what spots feel great and what don't. And then after time, I start to know. And then it's like the first few times, the sex is going to be a little bit like, hit and miss. But the reason that people can get really great experience in the bedroom is because she feels understood of you asking what she likes and what she doesn't like. The thing is, for sexuality, I think I said this last time, we're going to say it again. It's like you're willing to ask the questions that most men aren't willing to ask. And you're willing to say the things that most men aren't willing to say about what you want to explore sexually. When you can do right. those two things, that's how basically you can be the best a woman's had in the bedroom.
Yeah, it reminds me. So I was recently with the woman who she's not very experienced. She's had four partners, and she was telling me that she doesn't enjoy sex. She basically said it just feels like rubbing to her. Like uncomfortable rubbing. She likes the feeling of being penetrated and having something deep inside of her, but she's like, I just don't like sex. And I was there with another one of her girlfriends. I'm like, all right, let's just, how about we give you a pussy massage? So me and the other girl started giving her a bit of a massage. Not, this was before I went through, so it wasn't the same pussy massage, but she enjoyed, I'm going back thinking, damn it, I wish I would have done it. the sexual quantum leap pussy massage, it would have been a lot better. But you know, she enjoyed being like, she enjoyed her clit being stimulated. But yeah, the second anything went inside, like if I put my finger in, she's like, yeah, I just don't like it. It feels like rubbing. You know, so that's kind of where we stopped. And I'm curious if it's, I think it might be psychological with her, or obviously some sort of mixture of psychological plus physical. But have you ever come across anything like that? Or do you have any advice on what she could do or what?
Yeah, great question, man. Sometimes when women are really numb or there's a lot of pain, pain usually means shame. So pain or like numbness could be like the shame around the pussy. Like some women go, they feel connected to their body. Do you know how it says like your penis is an extension of your heart? I don't know if you saw that in the course yet. I talk about your penis is an extension of your heart. Sometimes women go, my pussy, and then there's me. It's like they're dissociated with that. And then when they're dissociated with their sexuality, sometimes like their pussy, they go, you know what? It's not a part of me. That's just like the psychological part. And then when you keep shutting down something, a little bit esoteric, but what happens? It's like, that's not part of me. I don't want to like associate with that. And you keep doing that over time. That's actually going to shut down and close off. And there's going to be a lot of pain or it's going to be a lot of numbness. So sometimes you do a pussy massage, you might go really fucking intense, but she might go, I don't actually feel anything. Or like she might go, or it's too tight. So what you can do in those situations, it takes, the thing is, there's nothing short term you can do, man. That's why I'm to be 100% real with that. It's like, that's why it's like, you're great. You put your finger in and you're thinking, don't think like she's fucked up or she's broken. What I will do with her over time is give her pussy massage and like start like it's like, say you got like a knot in your back and you're really sore. If this is the woman that you'd be consistently keep seeing, like that chick I talked about before, I go, every time I want to see you, I just want to massage inside your pussy and kind of feel different spots and like kind of start loosening them off. Now this is high level shit and you can start loosening off these spots really gently, and like she might feel that bit of pressure, so you might have only got your finger here, but the next time you only got it there. But it's going to take that natural and slow progression to actually feeling these spots and loosening that off, which will allow her to actually like be more comfortable, because it's not going to happen overnight. Just quickly like do all these things in her pussy and that's it. It's not. It's just like she might have had all this for a very, very long time. And then the more that you put the pressure in there and you more touch that, and it's more that she breathes deeply down into her pelvis, so it starts opening that up. So most women breathe deep into their chest and don't open their pelvis. So when she does some deep pelvis breaths, it's going to start opening up her pelvis like this, which will allow more pleasure and to open that up for her as well. So it's going to allow like these things to just like open. So then you can actually like, once you can actually start feeling more pleasure, it's going to take away the pain. It's going to start like loosening things off, so to speak.
Yeah. I like how you made the analogy of a tight back or something. Cause obviously one session isn't going to fix that. It's a consistent, you know, consistent exposure and kind of facing that over time.
And guys, like, I want a tight pussy. It's like, sometimes it's like, you know what? It's like, it's like when she's doing her like exercises, where she's doing like a Kegel exercises, like to tense, and like sometimes if she's had a baby, things like that, she can tighten this. But the thing is, like the pain, sometimes it's like there's so much dense pain in there. Usually the women who most, the thing is, it's so, let's just say as an example, the hippie fucking chicks, hippie chicks are usually more expressive in their sexual life because they're more free being naked and being more open and stuff like that. And pain's not usually so much there. I'm just like making a big generalization. But the thing is, right. If you think about a corporate chick in America, usually she's very suppressed, sitting at a desk and just being a masculine all day, and like, this is how I do things. There's going to be maybe potentially a lot of like fucking like shame and like suppression there on her sexuality. Like, that's, don't talk about it, just get it done. It's a thing. It's like, you chicks are usually more free in their bodies and open, like, hey, it's all cool. They're going to be more open in that. And the reason is because they've done like a lot of workshops and a lot of things, and actually starting to pay attention to their own pussy and understanding how much it actually needs a lot of love and self-care. Mm-hmm. And same with dudes. We usually just like lean over a computer, whack off as quick as we can, instead of like having our chest back and really starting to touch ourselves gently and starting to like really allow the pleasure to flow through our whole body, opposed to just so localized to our cock and balls, man.
Totally. Totally. Well, dude, this has been beyond epic. Everyone listening, if you don't buy Andrew's course, you're a fucking idiot. like, not having this information would, like, I'm like, fuck, I wish I would have had this a long time ago, because you're so handicapped compared to what you could be without this information and these tools, and just a total mindset shift of going through all this. So I know you're doing a webinar, so I want to direct people to that. And this will also be online for, you know, forever. So guys might miss that webinar. So how can guys go and either find out more about your product or pick it up?
Yeah, man, the best place to do is this. I always say, check out my free stuff. Like, I've given you so much stuff. Actually, this is like, it's really great that we filmed this as well today. Like, you can go back and watch this. There's so many bombs that I dropped on this as well, guys. Robbie actually sent me a message beforehand going, bro, I got some really stuff that you talk about a bit on your course. I'm like, he goes, can you give an overview of some stuff and drop some bombs? I'm like, sure, man, I'd love to help you dudes out. So please watch this again. And as I said, just go put Sexual Quantum Leap on Google. Like, it will come up in the website, sexualquantumleap.com. And
I'll put a link below too. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. I think we've got a free pussy massage out at the moment, so you can learn how to do the pussy massage sequence, because we just gave a tip of the iceberg today. So you can learn a little bit more in depth about how to do that. But as I said, if you can't find me through Robbie, because you know what? I'm here just like to build this men's sexual revolution. Cause I just want to leave it with this as well, man, before you wrap it up. It's like, you don't have to fucking suffer in silence. Like, I know what you're going through. I'm on calls 5 to 8 times a day with dudes who are like grown men crying, opening up, expressing this part of themselves. Don't think like you're fucked up and you're broken. There's no one to turn to. I'm here to help you deal with the sexual anxiety, the performance shit, and really get over this stuff once for all and be a beast in the bedroom. So Robbie, it's been an absolute pleasure, man. Thank you for allowing me to share my message of love with your audience.
No, thank you, man. I'm sure everyone watching has gotten a ton out of this. So appreciate you coming on. Awesome. And guys, check out his stuff. It's unbelievably mind-blowing. And like I said, I've been around this stuff for 15 years. So I don't come across new stuff that's this good very often. And I don't promote people's stuff very often either. So I'm sure people watching will take this more seriously. So awesome, man. Thanks so much for coming on. And
man, appreciate it. Thanks, Robert.
Thanks for listening. If you want more, go to innerconfidence.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for the latest episodes.